Hey guys, Austin here. I'm bringing you today's Daily Dose alongside my buddy, Mr. Bones. You see, at the end of October, there's a certain date where some people celebrate things, but other people might not, and it's okay if you don't. My family does. And so we bring out Mr. Bones every October 31st, and he hangs out in our house with his Charger jersey on, because obviously, he's the ghost of all Charger fans in San Diego. Go Rams, maybe? So we put Mr. Bones in our living room, and it freaks us out because every time we go into the living room, we think somebody's there. My kids have named him Mr. Bones, and every day they wake up, they go into the living room, and they say, "Hey, Mr. Bones, how you doing today?" Henry gets back from preschool, and he says, "Hey, Mr. Bones, how was your day?" And they love to mess around, put him in different poses, and have a ton of fun with him. And here's the reason why Mr. Bones is here today. Because I want to jump into the book of Romans, where Paul is writing to the biggest empire in the known world, and he presents this letter telling the greatest love story that you've ever heard about a God who, because of our shortcomings as human beings, pursues us, desires a relationship with us, and he explains to the great lengths to which God has gone to bring us back into his arms. So I want to jump into Romans 3, verse 23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." You see, because of the fact that we're inherently evil, because of original sin, each of us have this gap between us and God. And he continues in verse 6, chapter 6, verse 23, where he says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." And when you think about that and let that sit on your heart for a little bit, I'm just so heartbroken that because of who we are as humans, the wages of sin is death. How often do we trip up and fall down and put a gap between us and God, and what we deserve is death? And Mr. Bones is here because that's who we are without Jesus Christ in our life. We are a pile of bones, skin, organs. We're nothing. But because of the fact that our God has given us eternal life through Jesus Christ, we're more than conquerors, where he talks about that in Romans 8, that through Jesus Christ, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of Jesus. We're more than conquerors in everything that we do and say. And I hope that you know that there is a God who, despite everything that you've done, the things that you do when nobody else is around, the sin that's in your life, there is a God who has forgiven you of all of that. And there's a beautiful love story in this book, Romans, of a God sending his son to die on the cross so that he could bridge that gap between what we deserve and what we have in God. And today, as you listen to this, as you go to work, as you go to school, as you interact with your friends and family, I hope that you can live in the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ, that as you go about your day, you just know that you are a son and daughter of the living God, and he sacrificed his son for you. And I hope that this is a message of encouragement, not a message of fear, that you need to do something, because if not, you're Mr. Bones. You have a God who loves you so much, and I hope that you understand that you believe in your heart, that you have faith that our God is bigger than anything that you have going on in your life right now, that because of whose you are, you can live in freedom and go about your day, and through that, because of that, live in obedience and love the people that God's put in your life. I hope you have a great day. I hope you enjoy Mr. Bones here. And I just hope that you can go throughout your day just knowing that you're more than conquerors because of whose you are in Jesus Christ. Thank you.